people around here use it this way, but my grandmother frequently, I've heard her say something about somebody she didn't like.
Yeah.
She'd say something like, well, she's just as common as gully dirt.
Gully dirt.
Gully dirt. Have you ever heard it used that way?
No, but...
Do you know what I mean? The person who wasn't raised properly?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, I've heard them call them. Don't pay no attention to him. He's the old common Hoosier. Hoosier. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever know somebody who would make up his mind about something, whether he was right or wrong, and just wouldn't change it?
Yeah. That's the truth.
You'd say that he was awful.
Stubborn.
Stubborn. Have you ever heard that called, mule-headed?
Yeah, bull-headed.
Bull-headed.
He's just as mule-headed, or he's just as bull-headed, you can't change him.
I see.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about a few, things. You know, have you ever seen these places? Some people get them on their skin. There's usually a little white spot right in the middle, and it's kind of reddish around it. Well, and you have to mash them sometimes.
Oh, boils.
Oh.
Or blisters. Boils, usually boils.
Well, what do you call that white stuff that's inside?
Corruption.
Corruption.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if, I don't know if people still use this stuff, but you know, if you got a cut on your finger,
yeah,
you might put this some of this brown liquid that you keep your medicine cabinet on it.
I don't.
People still use that?
Yeah. They've been buying. A lot of times you can't buy. You know that? A lot of these drugs you can't buy anymore.
What I wanted to ask you about was, you know, this white, bitter tasting powder that people...
Quinine.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to take quinine and calomel too. Calomel.
What did you take that for?
You got a cold.
One other disease I wanted to ask you about, if you ever heard of it anymore, I think children used to die from it because...
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a daughter had it one time. We had them. Have her in one room and give her shots, and I had to take the shot and stay with her. Then we had to give everybody, I had a son and another daughter, and my father and mother, and we all taking the shots against her. Nobody had it but her. And you know, you look down in your throat, and their tonsils look just like it's coated with chewing gum.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it looks. Diphtheria. Oh, sometimes it kills them right off the window. Shots don't do anything.
Did you ever hear of any kind of disease around here that would make your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jumps. Yeah.
Did you ever have anything like that?
No, I never did, but my father had one time.
Is it pretty bad?
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, something gets wrong with your liver. It's not active enough. You know, something like that. I have no jobs.
Did you? Well, you know, if you're getting a real bad pain right about here,
yeah,
probably be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, Lord, no. But I've had friends and all that have had that operation. I had a brother-in-law one time. He was hauling gravel, and he'd been working real hard, and it was about this time of year.